Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Omed Aleph, and we're still in Siman Lamed Beis, and we are in the middle of Sif Chof Hei. We're on the second line of the Daf, and the Mechaber starts off and he says, V'yesh mi sha'omer duhu adin im chutra deches lemala enogin ze leze ach ein nikar lehedja predasan. We're talking here, just to jump right into it, about letters that are not drawn properly the first time, and if you go back and correct them after you've written the letters after them, other words after them, it will be a problem of lo kisidron. So there are certain situations which you talked about in yesterday's shiur where there is a problem, shelo kisidron, and then there are other situations where there is not a problem of writing them out of order. It's not a problem of shelo kisidron. So here the Mechaber is giving us another example. Well, you have the letter Ches. The letter Ches is really made up of writing a Zayin, and then connecting the two. So he says if there's a chutra, a little hump, above the two Zayins, so it looks like a Ches, but it's not connected. Ein nogin ze lezeh. However, ein nikar lehedja predasa, but it's not so clear that they're separate. They're close enough, but no cigar. They're closely attached, but they're not actually attached. So the Mechaber writes that this is acceptable of then attaching them afterwards and it not being called writing shelo kisidron. It would be acceptable to finish off the attachment later on. Even though a young child would read this as having two zayins over here and not a ches, that, as the Mishnah Berurah will say, is because the child is not really familiar with reading such letters, mutar lad bikam. Even though you've written other letters afterwards, it's not a problem to now connect the two zayins together with a little hump that's above them and make it into a ches. It's not called writing the ches now for the first time. We view it as if the ches had already been written there, even though the young child didn't read it properly because the child is not familiar with it and read it as two zayins. You are allowed to go and correct this even after you've written other letters. It's not a problem of shelo kisidron. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Gimel explains that this is not a machlokis, ain't ka machlokis, rach chiddush din. It's not arguing with anything that we said previously. This yesh misha omer is a brand new din, being mechadish over here, another aspect of what is considered a correction that is not a problem of shelo kisidron. In Kuf Chav Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dim haya niko lehedja, if in fact the letters were separated, the Zayins over here had a recognizable separation, then harezu hifsida ikar tzurasa, it's not then a ches, and then ukmosha kosavnu besefer besif katan kuvchav, that is no good, as we learned previously in yesterday's shir, it's no good if the letter isn't recognizable. Then if you go and correct it and make it recognizable, that's called shelo kisidron if you've written other letters after it. But over here, it wasn't separate, it was recognizable as being the letter Ches, even though a young child wouldn't recognize it as such. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber writes it was good. But if it was separated far enough, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that it's not good according to the Mechaber. In Sivkot and Kuf Chav Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mutu lad bikum, you're allowed to go connect them, because the Ein Hatinok Murugal B'Ches Kezeh, the young child isn't familiar with the ches written in the Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzos, da'afilu ha'mukhsho kitzikuno yukreyo be'zeinim, because even somebody that would be reading this when it was kosher might read this as two zayins, because the little connection on the top of the two zayins is not very clear, and it really does look like two zayins. Now we go to the Mechaber in Sif Chof Vav. The Mechaber writes, Im osios shel shem, if the letters of the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name are dvukos, are connected to each other or to some other letters, yochol lafridim, you're allowed to separate them. It's not a problem of erasing the shem, and it's not a problem of shelo kisidron. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivan Katan Kuf Chav Vav writes that when they're connected, it means bein lamala or bein lamata, whether it's on the top or on the bottom. The Hani Mili, and when is this true? Shenidbeku b'esaksiva. This din is only true if while you're writing it, they're connected. So then you can separate them. However, avolim nidbeku li'acha gemaraksiva, also lafridim. But if the connection occurred somehow after they were already written, then, unfortunately, they're puzzle, you can't go and separate them. And he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha for more information about this. The Bir Halacha can be found on the last two lines of the Daf, and the Chofetz Chaim writes over there, that this is the opinion of the Noda B'Yehuda in Yoridea.
Ukamosha Kosav Shamatam, and he writes there, the reasoning is, Dishema Halocha Keteret Sheni Shal Beis Yosef. We had this a few days ago, where he had two explanations why the Beis Yosef says that letters that are connected are no good. And the second explanation over there was, Delo Boy Mukav Gvil Rak Beis Aksiva, that you only require to have parchment all around it during the time of the actual writing. Then the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Venirli pashut the imnistapek emes nasa adibuk." If you're not sure, did the connection over here come during the writing or after the writing? So then, yochol afrido, then you could separate it because we have over here svek sveka. Number one, shemo nasa beisaksiva. Maybe it was actually connected during the time of the writing, and it would be okay to separate it. And even if you want to say v'imtim siloma denasa achakach, even if the connection came afterwards, maybe the halach is like teretz number one in the Beis Yosef, who says that benegia ain't chiluk. It doesn't make a difference when they're connected, you're allowed to go and separate it. And then the Chofetz Chaim adds, "Vafilu lahamachmirim the svek sveka." Even those that are very strict about a svek sveka, so that's only b'isim mechika yesh lahaka b'zeh. In here, in terms of the erasure, you can be meiko. L'fi mashakosav shamano de Yehuda the mochek miktsas os. When you erase something, if you don't really erase it totally, it's still recognizable. That's not called a problem. Only in the Rabbanim you shouldn't do this, and therefore over here with the Svek Sveka, one could be Mekel. In Sivkot and Kuvchav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're allowed to separate the letters in this situation. And he writes, "Ein bo mishum isim mechika, kiven shemasakim bezeh." It's not a problem of erasing the shame of Hashem because you're correcting it. You're not making an erasure, you're making a fixing. The kol shekein, and certainly mayu devukos losios acheros. Certainly, if it's connected to other letters, the mutal afrid osios acheros mean b'chol gabdi, because there's no problem whatsoever in separating other letters. Uvad sheizor, you have to be just careful. Shlo yiga asakim biosu nekud achrona amud bekes mashem. When you're erasing it with a knife over there, you just have to be careful not to have the last little drop there being separated with the knife, scraping it off. And he brings this down the name of the Ber Hetev in the name of the Shori Knesset Sagdola. So if you look in the Ber Hetev in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, he writes, Maiser shoyo regel anun pshuta, the bottom leg of a long nun was dovuk legago shalhei. Hamuchuvenes tachtel was attached to the letter hey underneath it, and that hey was part of the Shema Nichbad Vahanora. It was part of the Yudke Vavke. So he writes, Yesh la hachshir b'shasad chak, under extenuating circumstances, you would be permitted to rub out gerira k'tzas regal anun, to erase part of the bottom part of the nun. However, ubavach lo yiga asakim b'osu nekud achron hamud bekes os hanun imahe akdosha, and this is the name of the Shorei Knesset Gedola. Make sure that you don't erase at all any of the letter of the shame of Hashem, so leave a little bit of the nun over there and erase above that, and this way you won't have a problem of erasing the shame. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, umash akosav b'shas adchak, why is this only under extenuating circumstances? He says, ze'eno, and he says, Ayin Sham, and he says it's not really only under extenuating circumstances, this could be really under any usage. Se'if Chav Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Osios v'tevos shenimchaku kitzos. If you have letters or words that are somewhat rubbed out, over time letters tend to get rubbed out somewhat, that's a very classic reason to go and check your tefillin and mezuzos on a regular basis, because the letters do get rubbed out, even though they're perfectly good last time you checked. The wear and tear, the heat, the humidity, etc., can make them sometimes lose their color. So that's what we're talking about. If the letters got rubbed out, the word got rubbed out. So im rishumam nikar kol kach shetinok delo chaki velo tipe shochol lekrosam. If they're not rubbed out so far that a young child who knows how to read but isn't a genius and won't be able to read it from the context but just will be able to read the letters, would still be able to say that those letters are in fact present. So then, mutu lahavir kulmus aleihem, then one would be allowed to take an ink, a quill, and go and rewrite the letters, lehetiv haksav, to make it more beautiful and clear, ulechacho, and to renew it, so to say. And this is the problem with Tulin and Mezuzahs of writing the Shalok Kisidron, because the letter is still there. It's not like you're writing a new letter. You're just beautifying the letter. You're making the letter more perfect, and that certainly is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuvchav Ches writes as follows. When it talks about it being wiped out a little bit, Pirish, what does it mean a little bit? Shaholach me'al ha'osios kitzas mara hadioshalhen. That some of the ink of each of the letters, or the letters that we're talking about, or the word that we're talking about, has dimmed. It's no longer clear, but it still is recognizable. So that is acceptable to rewrite, as we just said. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, he brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham. The im betchilas haksiva lo ayadio shachar. If when you wrote it in the first place, you wrote this this parchment, this parshios of tefillin over here, and you didn't use dark black ink and it wasn't recognizable at the beginning, eladoma lelavon shehuka marisa oli adam, and it really had a more of a white appearance to it or a reddish appearance to it, vitzorich lahavir aleim komus, and you have to go and redo that with a quill with ink. That would be Havei Shelo Kesidron. If when you wrote it originally it was no good, so then you can't correct it because that's Shelo Kesidron. However, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Avo b'hai the Shulchan Aruch lo mikre Shelo Kesidron. But this Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber that we just read, is not talking about where it wasn't done properly. Originally it was done properly, and only now is it dimmed or diminished in its blackness, and you're left with a shadow or a residual of what it was, but it's recognizable. Kivin shigam achshav aksavu kosher, it still is technically kosher. The young child read it, was able to make out the letters. So it's absolutely kosher. So therefore, it's not a problem with Shelo Kesidron. Ah, you're now adding to it. What you're now doing is just preserving it. You're making it better. You're not making it correct. It is correct. It is kosher. You're just making it less likely to fail in the future. If it gets rubbed out anymore, then it'll be a problem. So you're preventing it from getting rubbed out anymore by darkening it, by re-blackening it. And this is perfectly good. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Babedvar mamur." Under what circumstances are we talking about? That's kishemiktsas tseva hadio kayim. There has to be at least a significant enough residual of the ink there for this to be allowed. However, avolim kofatz kol adio me'aklath. If all of the ink jumped off from the cloth, very poetic language that he uses. In other words, the lo nishar rak roshem admumis me'achaluda shel hadio. The only thing that's left there is like a redness, almost due to a rust that's left over from the ink. So you really don't have any black ink that's left, but you have some sort of a reddish residual that's there. Now, kishemavir kumas aleihen. Now, when you're re-blackening it and you're taking out a quill and dipping it in black ink and putting black ink over there, hareza kosev shelo kesidron. Now you're writing it, and therefore this is called shelo kesidron because all the letters afterwards that are good are now being written out of order when you rewrite the letter now that was red and rusty and not considered a valid letter. Therefore, ulefikoch im niklaf mimiktsas orech havov ktsas dio. If you have a vav and some of the ink on the vav is missing, v'nisharak roshem hachaluda ba'osamokum, and all that's left over there of that vav is this reddish, rust-like residual. Utzrichin laharoso latinok, and now you show it to a child. Imyesh b'chelik ha'oyun shir vav is what's remaining enough of a letter to be called a vav. Tzorich lachasos lachelik ha'tachton shelo yitzorfeyu atinok. You can't let the young child see the residual. The reddish residual rusty part at the bottom of the letter vav, because he'll read that all together with the top part and say it's a vav, but that's not allowed. V'dumya d'masha kosav l'el b'sif katan memches, and this is similar to what we discussed previously a few shears ago in sif katan memches. Furthermore, v'da'od d'das ha'prima gadim hu, the prima gadim brings down dafilu nisha mamoshes dio, if you even have real dio present still. If the upper part, so to say, of the ink has been removed and you're left with red underneath it, that's also Havishalo Kesidron. If you now rewrite over that, this red that's there is not writing. That's called Shelo Kesidron. The Odem and Kosher Tefillin, because this red is not an acceptable color for Tefillin. So if the blackness of it went away and you're left with a reddish color now, the Prima Gadim says it's no good. However, not everybody agrees to this. Aval Chasam Sofer, Bechelik Yeridaya, Simen Reish Nun Vav, Poligolov. The Chasam Sofer says, no, this is good. It was black. It has to be black at the time of writing. It doesn't have to be black now. You want to make it black again now, that's perfectly okay, because you're blackening an already existing letter. And he writes, Vesover, Dimashinu Liadamnumis, Rumachmas Yoshen, how are you kosher? If it was originally black, and only because of time, it faded and became dull, and now it's a reddish color, it's still good. It was written with black ink, perfectly acceptable and good. That's what it's written. The halach is you have to write it with black ink. It must be written with black ink, but it doesn't have to stay black ink throughout. And this is in fact the manner, the normal way that ink happens over here. It dulls over time. It turns a little bit red as the black fades. And it looks a little bit like a mara, which is what we call a brownish color, Shekar Milushon Ashkenaz brown, chom in Hebrew, and Mikol Makom Tov Laviru Bekumas. And he says, bet it's still to blacken this in over here with a quill, with ink, Afilu B'Shemas Hakdoshim, Karu Levadi Demutri. And he says, it's almost certainly good even to do this for a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidiyo Agabi Diyo, Dein Kamachika. Because when you write black on top of black, it's certainly good. So here, this black on top of red, he says, is also considered good according to the Chasam Sofer. However, if it's really red, normal black ink doesn't turn to this deep reddish color. Even if it turns a little bit red, but if it turned red very quickly after the writing, that's also not normal. Since you have shemus in that Sefer Torah, there's no way to make that good. Because that's not because of aging, that's because of something else. And therefore, and there's an original problem with the diyo not being a good diyo, and therefore, and here the psul is that it was not written properly with black ink, lechatchila. And since now the shemos are in red, and you're not allowed to write black on top of red because that's called erasing. As you're making it, you're also erasing, and you're not allowed to do that. And he says, Ayin Shom Shemarek Holz and Mills of the Time. The Prima Gadim goes into this in much more detail, which we will not go into right now. This concludes today's shir.